For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Be the glory, where is he has gone unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things. Magnify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord in me. Exalt the name of, oh, the Lord reign and let the air trembles. Hear and let the air, oh, the Lord reign and let the air tremble. And oh, the Lord reign and let the air trembles. Hear and let the air trembles. The Lord reign and let the air trembles. Hear and let the air. Hallelujah is our heavenly. Oh, hallelujah is our heavenly. Hallelujah is our heavenly language. Oh, it's a heavenly language. Hallelujah. Father, we give you all the praise. We appreciate you. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for this evening. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you because you know you speak to us today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We can sit down. Welcome to church. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that your decision to serve God will reward you. And it will reward you greatly in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will never regret your commitment and your dedicatedness to God in the name of Jesus Christ. I have always been somebody that like to know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want knowledge. I always liked understanding. And I always pray to God to give me understanding about the principles of God. Because the word of God is not just like a theory. Hallelujah. It's not just like the Ababio textbook. You know Ababio? Chemistry. Ababio, Osaya, Ababio. We read and then we do the chemistry just to do it for the sake of doing it. But the word of God, I've discovered, it is real. It is the compass of our lives. And then if we understand it and we do it, our life can be sweet. Hallelujah. Our life can be sweet. So anytime the word of God is coming, please, I want our heart to be open, not just to hear and be encouraged or be entertained. It is not motivational speech. Hallelujah. The word of God always carry an instruction or telling us what to do or how to do or why you should do it. And then when we do it, our life will always get better. Praise the Lord. And I believe we hear the word of God today. The fact that you're in church tells me, and this is a midweek service, tells me you're serious and you're committed to God. And then God is more committed to you in 1 second than you can ever be to him in a lifetime. Hallelujah. Now, in this month of May, we have been looking at peace. And then we'll be looking at things that can make our life peaceful. Every one of us want to have a house and a life that is peaceful. Free of trouble, free of turmoil, free of drama. Hallelujah. Free a lot of the challenges. And then we have looked at a lot of things. Today may be the last midweek service when we talk about the area of peace because the month is already up. And then we'll be talking about something very, very important. You see, I like teaching how the things work. Hallelujah. Because I want people around me to be people of knowledge. Because when you have the knowledge,
You will not need me as you will need me if you are not informed. The slightest thing that happened to you, you will look for a pastor to pray for you. But when you have the knowledge, when you are taught the principles of the kingdom, you can reproduce them yourselves. Hallelujah. There are things you will do, and then there are decisions you will make, and the way you will live your life, and then you will have peace. Some of them we thought about is to dissociate with people you should not associate with. You should deal with people that are abusers and bullies. We looked at how to master your territory and then have peace. We looked at how to have forgiveness and reconciliation for your peace to reign. Hallelujah. And then we have looked at an atmosphere of peace. We have looked at a lot of things already. But then it will not be good if we don't look at what we are about to look at this day. Hallelujah. And that will be judgment. How to judge people and punish them for peace to reign. Hallelujah. How many of you want to be people of knowledge at all? Or you want to always say, I receive. Hallelujah. You should be able to be masters. After 3 years of Christianity, we should be able to call you to cast out a demon. Hallelujah. We should be able to call you to come and preach. Because you should know. Matthew 23 verse 23. Hallelujah. Matthew 23 verse 23 will be our anchor text. Hallelujah. Judgment. Why God judges people. So that there can be peace on earth. And why you should judge people also. So that there can be peace on earth. Hallelujah. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin. And have omitted the weightier matters of the law. Hallelujah. Tithe is very important. But the Bible says there is something that is weightier. Are we together? What are those things? Judgment, mercy, and faith. This ought ye to have done and not to leave the other undone. Focus on judgment, mercy, and faith, and still tithe. Do you understand the English? You should do this and do the other ones too. Hallelujah. So one of the things that is important in the Christian faith that we need to understand is the principle of judgment. Hallelujah. To judge someone, judgment means an outcome of evil. When you do an evil thing or you engage in evil deeds, you are judged. Hallelujah. By God, and you should be judged by men. Number two, judgment means punishment for wickedness. When you are being punished for wickedness, inhumanness, that you have received judgment. Hallelujah. Judgment means reward for sin and iniquity and transgression. If people are not judged for sin and for iniquities and for transgression, the world will become something else. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. I want us to understand that celestial beings, when I say celestial beings, I'm talking about demons, Lucifer. They are mercy because they understand better. Do you understand? Now, when Lucifer sinned once, God punished him. He did not give him a second chance. Me and you, when we sin, God will give us a second chance. Is that right? Why didn't God give Lucifer a second chance? Why? Because he knows better. Just like you and your parents. When you are a child, when you have your younger ones, there are things your younger brother will forgive him. But if you do it, he will beat you. Praise God. Because you should know better. You are a grown-up adult. So, these are angels. There are things human beings can do. God will judge us less. But when they do it, the punishment will be different. Hallelujah. Number two is that necessaries and judgment are necessaries for us to stay pure. Because if you know that you will go to hell for sinning, many of us are not sinning because we know of hell. True, yes. If they say there is no hell, many of us will be dangerous people. It's because we know that there's a coming judgment in our lives, why we are behaving ourselves. The reason why you know that you fornicate, you catch STI, that is sexual transmitted disease, or sexual transmitted diseases, or you may get HIV, or you may lose your money. If you become immoral, this will happen. So many people have chosen sanity. Why? Because there is judgment. So many people are behaving today because of the consequence of what they will do. Come on, are we together? Because you know the consequence, so you behave yourself. If we don't have judgment, let's say if you sleep with another woman that is not your wife, nothing will happen. Imagine how the world will be today. If they say, if you sleep with 10 men, nothing will happen. If you sleep with 5 ladies, nothing will happen. You see, the world will become something else altogether. So many people are behaving today because we know there is judgment for what we are going to do. Number 3, deliverance is possible when there is judgment. When you can judge someone, you can deliver him. In Exodus chapter 7 verse 4, the Bible says, through judgment, I delivered my people out of Egypt. The Israelites were in Egypt for donkeys of years, hallelujah, over 400 years, 400, oh, that is 4 centuries of labor and slavery until God had to come and judge Egypt. Then they were delivered. Hallelujah. Oppression will continue until the violators of those oppressors are jailed and then they are judged. There is a country, there are countries, I watched one video one time, China. A past president was jailed. Why? Because he did corruption in his office. All the president come to office and they live without corruption. But in this country, because they know that even if you steal, when you go, there is no case. So people keep stealing. Come on, are you understanding? So oppression continues again and again and again because they know there is no judgment. If the past governor of this state was taken to EFCC, and then after EFCC, he paid all the money he stole. Hope you know this governor will behave. Is it true? If the past president was taken to EFCC and convicted, and then he paid, the incoming one will behave. But since this one that just came into power, he saw that all the ones that have been there before stole money and nothing happened. Still, because he knows that he to wait for nothing to happen. So judgment will, the violators or the people suffering will continue to suffer. Because the violators of those laws continue without judgment. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Yes. And then God always loved the atmosphere of peace and judgment more than sacrifice. In Proverbs chapter 21 verse 3. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 3. God loves atmosphere of peace than atmosphere of sacrifice. And people, but that means God will prefer you to be peaceful than to be giving offerings. Are we together? To do justice and judgment, Proverbs 21 verse 3. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Are we seeing that at all? Come on, are we together? Proverbs 21 verse 3. Are we opening so that we read together? To do what? Justice and judgment is more acceptable to God than sacrifice of money. So God is happy when there is justice, when people are appropriately judged. Hallelujah. And don't forget that all we do, we will be judged one day. In Ecclesiastes 11 verse 9, the Bible says, live as a young person, enjoy your life, but know that you will be judged one day. The same with Ecclesiastes 12 verse 14. In Matthew chapter 12 verse 36, the Bible says, we shall give account of what? Every word that we speak. So, those of you that are gossiping against somebody, just know that one day you will talk about it. Is that correct? Every word you say, the Bible says, we will give account of them. In Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27, the Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that judgment. So, every one of us, one day we will stand before God. And then he will judge what you did on the 26th of May, 2021. Everything you do today, God will judge you. God will look at you. What did you do about your time? What did you do about what I told you? I told you to do this. What did you do about it? Hallelujah. What are the purposes of judgment? Quickly, I will give you four. The first is to establish law and instructions of God on wickedness. The reason why some people must be judged, why some people must be punished, is to establish the law and the instructions of God. In Exodus chapter 24 verse 3, hallelujah, God gave instructions. God says that a man that should not work, is that an instruction for God? So if you punish somebody, I refuse to give you food for not working. Have you done the correcting? We are talking the instruction of God. Not true. Come on, they are not together with me. A man that should not, did not work, should not eat. So if you are a father and then you have a grown up child with beard, he's doing beard gang at home. 25 years and refuse to work and you refuse to give him food. Have you done a bad thing? Because that is what the word of God says. So when you are judged, when we implement judgment, we are implementing the instructions of God. The Bible says if one of you should be caught in a sin and then you talk to him and he refused, you should put him under church discipline. That's what the Bible says. Those of us that are from Orthodox background, we have what we call baptismal card. When you sin, they will call you to the front of the church and say, this person has fornicated a lady. Today we are collecting his baptismal card in front of everybody, and then they'll collect it, and then you begin to sit in behind. And then if you're in any choir, you stop participating in that group till you are called back. See, yes. That's why how many of you understand what I'm talking about at all? Those of us that come from that kind of church. Yes. They'll call you to your phone in front of everybody. You pregnant a girl, or the part of you, they'll call you. If she's not from your church, they will call only you. Then they'll collect your card. And then you go and sit down in front. Until they see you are sober, you have changed. And they'll give you your card back, and then you can restore. That's what the Bible says. Yeah, hallelujah. Judge them. The reason why, you see, those Pentecostal guys, we don't do this kind of thing. That's why a guy can impregnate three ladies in the choir and nothing has happened. Because if he saw that the one that did it the former time was excommunicated, this one will behave. Hope you know that. There could be brothers that are dating three sisters that are attending three different services. His first girlfriend attending first service, second service, second, third one. After he moved to another church, he has another girlfriend in another church. If you notice that people that have done that have been punished, if you go to those kind of churches, my daughter, I'm telling you, people... Hallelujah. So, to establish the instructions of God, you need to discipline people. You know, in those kind of churches, we have what we call tight booklet. Do you understand what I'm talking about at all? Every member has tight booklet. The one I had was green. I can still remember it. When you pay your tithe, you put it inside, and then they give the pastor, and the pastor sign your signature. January, February, December. Every month you pay, he signs. I'm telling you, the members are monitored because God has instructed us to pay tithe. Every member. In fact, Dunamis has tithe card. Yeah, it's still date. It's a good practice to monitor people, especially people you can monitor. Because there are people, if you allow them, even offering, they will never give. And then the problem of that is that they will be affected negatively. Because when you don't do it, the people will begin to suffer. A church that is not committed to tithe paying will be a broke church. The members will be broke. There is nothing you can do about it. No amount of anointing oil will save you from poverty. Are we together? So when you judge people and then judge, and I'm about church like that, when you don't pay your tithe, they will send notice to you. Yes, and if you continue like that, they will punish you. If you are an elder, they drop you from eldership. You cannot be an elder and not pay tithe. So you need to judge people in things like that so that people, their instruction can be established. Number two, why we need to establish judgment for peace is for order and decorum. Hallelujah. For what? Order and decorum. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 40, the Bible says, God is a God of order. There is no confusion in God. You are in church where you saw Pastor Min stood up. Let's say Pastor Min, Pastor Ebenezer, two of them are pastors. One day Pastor... No, I don't like using the example when it's negative with some of us here. Let's say there is a situation where there is a leader. And then the people, one person stood up and spoke against the leader publicly and then embarrassed him. And then he was not punished. Hope you know, very soon somebody else will do it. You know that? Very soon somebody else will do it. When somebody do something wrong and then it's not corrected, he's telling other people you can do it and go scot-free with it. But when there is judgment, you do this, you are punished. There will be order and decorum in the house. When you have your father and your father said that if you do this, this will happen. And then the first child did it and he was not punished, the remaining children will misbehave. But there will be order in that house. If my father... Okay, remember my father stopping my elder brother from food several times. My mother will go behind and give him food. Hallelujah. No, woman cannot stand it. But you misbehave, he will stop you from food. You come late, you go for Yahweh and come back late in his house. No. So everybody behave. Till today, I am the fifth born. I am over 30. If I am at home, I am back home before 7. No matter who you are. My eldest brother has how many children? 5. If he's at home, he's back. Unless he's official, I'm
must notify. So there is order and decor. You cannot be an orangu in my father's house. That is him. Yes. Because there is judgment. If when it is not established, people misbehave, there is no order. Are we together, guys? For justice and for fairness, people look to be judged. What is justice? Because let's say you oppress somebody. Hope you know that. Like I gave an example one day. Have you ever pitied a criminal in prison before? Then, if it is yes, then you don't know what he has done to the victim that got him there. If you see a prisoner that has been killed, you'll be beating him. Hey, let them leave him. Let them forgive him. But you don't know that what he did was he raped a young lady and gave her HIV. And then she's the wife of a man. And then she has a child. He has ruined a destiny. He has ruined a family. Only child of the parent. Some of them have done it. Are we together? So it's not fair to some of them in the country where we are in. I've heard of a true life story of a guy, because of a lady, he killed 7 people. And then he went to the prison, because he has connection, he came back in 2 months' time. And then he see, one of them survived the gunshot, and then woke up in the prison, he killed him in the hospital. He still killed him in the hospital. Yes. The person that knew was one of the, it was a serious case. But because he had connection, he came outside. Now, 7 children of 7 See, that is not fair. Are we together? Is that? He deserved to be in prison. He deserved it. Some of them are married, they have wives, they have children. Some of them, their children, there are children that once they lose their parent, their life has scattered. Have you seen children like that? Once their father is dead, their life ended. Because nobody to instruct them, nobody to provide for the family, he began to do this one, he began to do this one, and then their life ended. And just because of somebody, and the guy is now back to the street, and then raising shoulders, and walking free of charge. See, that's not fair. That's not fair at all. There are people that will steal money from the system, and people will die because there is no ventilator machine in specialists. People will die because they cannot do appetite, what's the name of this surgery? This one that is for son here. Appendix surgery, that is $25,000, $20,000, they could not afford it. And they are government state workers because they are not paid for 13 months. And some of them died. And then somebody had the money and ate it. And then nothing will be done to him. Is that fair? It's not fair. Hallelujah. See, there need to be judgment for fairness. Number 4, to sort out rebellious and evil element. There are witches and witchcrafts that if you don't judge them, they will kill you and kill everybody in the house. Hallelujah. That is why sometimes I heard of a pastor one day say that churches that used to pray die by fire. They are not Christians. We are not Christians. We are not Christians. How should you be praying that somebody will die? The Bible says pray for your enemy. Bible says when they slap you on this side, turn to that side. When you hear that kind of statement, that person has never lost somebody serious. Yes, they have never, if, let them just touch his wife. The prayer will change. Listen, and then he knows the wish. His prayer chain will change. Hallelujah. When this man of God came to town, to limelight, Dr. D.K. Olukoya, a lot of people criticizing. But people that are following him knew what they suffered before they met him. And when they met him, they knew how their life was changed because they met him. Witches knew that they could not survive again. There was national trauma. See, there are things with some result, Even you doubt the prayer, just believe. You cannot see Bishop Oyedepo is a man of God. Even if he's fake, look at his result. How many fake Babalawo have you seen with that kind of result? So, praying that witches should die is a biblical scriptural prayer. Because there are some of them, if you allow them, they will kill, because they are about to go to hell. So if you allow them, it means more dead people. More wreck of lives. Yesterday I was watching a video online of an ex-Satanist, and I downloaded 2 of his messages. He was sharing stories of when he was serving the devil, how they used to cast spell of homosexuality of people. He said that they could cast spell on people and send you to jail. They will cast. He did it on his own biological brother. and send him to jail for 5 years. They will cast spell on people for you to become promiscuous. Dangerous. You allow people like that and don't send fire on them. They will keep union lies back to back. There are many people today that are on the street is because there is a spell on them. I know of children that the children of this man will never amount to anything. So they rise and fall. They rise and fall. They say the older ones will not marry. So they will make them for these kids. By 5 years, they are still with these men. By 25, life is a wreck. Well, because there is a spell on them never to be. When the right guy comes, they say no to him. Do you understand? People should not survive. They should not survive. For me and my house, I pray they will die. For me and myself, I will pray they will not survive because you don't want to go forward, I want to go forward, you will not hold me back. We need to judge them. Hallelujah. We need to what? Yeah, you're not a real man of God if you don't pray for people who are free from sickness. Why are you doing on the altar? Because the person that is sick is from a demon. I was talking with somebody yesterday that was almost dead, telling me, is he on the phone now? How that the grandmother has been an attack. I say, the devil that serious like that. So we need to judge them, because once a we discover that these people are not jokers, when they touch this Christian, they will die. My friend, I have a friend that's a original, when they say original MFM sister, those ones that are, it has entered their blood and their gene. She was telling me that one day she was walking on the road, that one woman saw her in Apaja. That is the name of the place she mentioned. She said, you are from that God will kill your pastor. God will kill your pastor. Yeah. The woman is a witch. Yes, she's a witch. Like a renowned area witch. That means, so one day she was flying and then something happened one day. You see me? That is it. Maybe one day she was flying and something happened. Yes. I was told of a true love story of Apostle Joseph Babayola, that a witch was flying in his meeting and then she fell down and then became a human being from a bed. See, yeah, you are in Africa, you know, it's white men that don't believe that witches are real. But all of us in Africa will believe. Who doesn't believe in Africa? You have seen true life stories plenty. Even if you don't believe, you must believe. So the woman fell down and then became a human being. All these movie stories are real. And then say, Baba say, Mama kill on Shelley, or something like that. And then say the same, they go and kill her back then and say, Loru Kochesu Ku. And then he kills her back to go to hell. Say, you want to go to hell. Some of them will not repent. We need to judge them. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. 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 If we don't judge people in Psalms 106 verse 30, there will be anarchy. People will do anything they want to do. Somebody can today and say he's a gangster, he's a killer. Somebody can say he's a killer. Somebody can do that. Let's just imagine there is no police. You think you'll be able to walk on the street normally again? In Lagos, people meet you and collect your phone on broad daylight. Certain areas anyway. Is that not true? Broad daylight, they can give me your phone or you refuse because there's nobody you can shout to come and help you. Literally, cultists are taking over the whole territory. I've told the story of Mexico before. Like Mexico, you see Mexico, Cuba, what's the name of that? There's three countries that the drug lords have taken over that place, literally. That there's no police officially. Like if you're just a political police, all the police have been bought by the corrupt guys. So if you have a case, also that only God can help you. High anarchy. They can force your child, they can come and kidnap your child and make him to be selling, to be a drug seller by force. Yes, by force. They can come and carry your child from your house and say, he's my boy, sell that junction, that is your spot. 7 p.m. be there to sell. And you must come out. Yes, believe me, you can Google online, you see. Imagine that level of anarchy. Why? Because there's nobody to judge the drug lord. He can do what he wants to do with anybody and there's no law to arrest him. Just like in this country, is a high jungle. Any leader can do what he wants to do. Fire anybody, employ anybody, pay when he wants to pay, refuse to pay when he refuses to pay. A mad governor from the north is saying that the labor we are doing strike. In America, I read in Australia one time, there was a bread company that increased the price of their bread. the people came on the road to protest. The president told the company to bring the money, the bread price back to bread. Not to talk about their own, they could increase fall and they will protest and then it will come back. They can protest and remove a president from seat. That was what happened in Ukraine. This was Sunday ledger. A black man from Africa protested in Ukraine till the president was forced out of office. President. Try it in this country. Lagos were striking that they were not being paid and then they were having grievances. The man said, all those that did not come from work during the protest are fired. All the nurses, all the lecturers that did not come, they are fired. All the people, yes. That is high madness. Hallelujah. See, there will be anarchy. This country is just, there is no law. You know there is no law. There is no law. God will help us in Jesus' name. God will what? An helicopter transporting weapons to Niger State last 3 weeks collapsed and exploded. Can you believe that they say that they don't know the owner? Every helicopter in this country, they know the owner. Everyone. Every. Helicopter is not a car. Supplying guns and crashed. The military plane in this country can be missing for weeks. That's last month. It was high anarchy. Highly. Hallelujah. Why? Because nobody can judge them. Nobody. Who will you report to? The governor of a particular state refused to pay for more than 1 year. One particular state like that. But he knows that even if you report him to the president, that is his boss. Like the president is, he was the one that even made him the governor in the first place. So he can do what he want to do and pay when he want to pay. So he's there. Because there's no judgment. But in your life there will be judgment. Anything holding you back today will be judged. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that has injustice, and you see, as a leader, when you have people around you, let me tell you how to judge and when you want to punish people. How many of you are? Because one day you have people around you that deserve punishment. Let's say you have children, or you have workers, or then you have a company. Hallelujah. Number one is when you want to judge people, don't judge with the respect of persons. Bible says Leviticus chapter 19 verse 15, Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 17. When you want to judge, don't respect human beings. Have righteous judgment. Make appropriate inquiries from both parties. Hear from this person what happened. Hear from this person what happened. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Bible says in Deuteronomy 19 verse 18, you should make inquiries. What happened? How many of you have ever made a conclusion? Somebody came and told you this was what happened. And then you have concluded that person is evil. After you hear the other side of the story. And then you hear that this person lied to you. It's always like that. Do you think I'll come and tell you I was wrong? I'll tell you where I made mistake, I will edit it from the story. Most of us are like that too. Is that not true? Come on, you're not looking at me as if you don't understand what I'm talking about. When you want to say a story of a fight that happened, will you all but say that you did a bad thing? In your own side of the story, everything was on that guy. He was the one that was wrong. Until when the guy come and put the part of the story you edited out. So when you want to judge people, you hear on both sides what really happened. But then when it is God, God knows the story. Hallelujah. And then refuse to collect gifts from people because it will affect you when you want to judge them. In Deuteronomy chapter 16 from verse 18 to 19. And then 1 Samuel 8 verse 3. Hope you know that when you collect gift from somebody, you want to judge them. Let's say Pastor Mint and then Stephen comes to me and then they judge me. And then I've been collecting money from Stephen. Let's say when he came to see me, Pastor, I just brought you money. Please take this money. And then they just had misunderstanding, two of them. Who will I favor? See, money has a way to corrupt you. The one that's giving you money, even if it's wrong, you will paint it in a way that you'll be free. Is that not true? It's like that. That is because human beings. That's what the Bible says. Don't collect gifts from people when you come to judgment. Because once you collect from this hand, your heart has been soiled. I've noticed that who you receive from, you've become vulnerable from too. Do you understand? God will help us in Jesus' name. But then refuse gift from people so they'll be able to judge properly. Hallelujah. And no sentiment. Don't say this one is from Isanu like me. I say, yeah, me is from Isanu. So you want to punish somebody. But because Stephen is from Bauchi, I'll punish Stephen. He's not from my place. He's not my people. This one is Yoruba. This one is Igbo. This one is Hausa. When you do sentiment like that, you're not judging people correctly. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. How many of you want to know how God will judge people or how God judges people? The first way God judges people is what you sow is what you reap. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 7, and then Bible says, what a man sow is what he will what? And Luke 6, 38, good measures, praise down, and running over, anything you do, you will get it back. You see, you think you are gossiping on people. The day you will hear the gossip somebody did about you, you don't believe. Do you understand? Continue gossiping. Very soon you will hear the gossip. Somebody will even say that you had 3 children. Are we together? So God judges people by giving them what they did in return. If you are a thief, people will steal from you. Hallelujah. Number two, how God judges people is God judges people by what we call the four mysteries of God. It's in Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 21. Ezekiel 14, 21. That's what we call the four mysteries of God in the scriptures or in the Bible. Thus say the Lord, how much more when I send my four sword judgment upon Jerusalem, the sword, the famine, and the noisome peace, and the pestilence. Hallelujah. There was a man that started, you know MMM? You know MMM? What do we call it generally? We call it Ponzi scheme. Right? You give me your money, I will give you in 2 weeks 60% or 100%. The man that started it was Ponzi. He was able to give people 20 million US dollars, 1928 or 1920, something like that. Imagine $20 million that time. He gave people. Do you know how he died? He was miserably broke and poor. Miserably. He became blind for 8 years before he died. He became, his heart failed. He died of paralysis, half paralysis. Yes, half paralysis. There was a woman in this country that stole 1 trillion. You know her name? I cannot mention her name. Yes, one woman, last 2 years, she sold, last 4 years, sold 1 trillion naira from this country. Once upon a time, in the days of Ninadi Usman, when she was financial minister of, in the days of Obasanjo, the budget of this country was 1 billion. Wow, yes, during her time. So what that means, if you back there, she stole over national budget. I saw on news of cancer. Yes, she has cancer. See, people will not always escape. There is a way that God will catch you somewhere. Are we together? You see, many people steal from church. Many people, I've seen people steal and don't sell terrible things. Church no longer say people steal instruments. People steal car. Our pastor was testifying originally. They stole his car. They will enter the church and break and steal church. And then it looks as if nothing is happening. But the good part is they will be judged by God. Do you understand? Yes, we're not God's free. You too, you must try your best when you are in the position of leadership. Keep the law to escape judgment. Always be repentant. Hallelujah. Be just. People that should be punished should be punished. Are we together? Come on, are we together? People that should be punished should be what? Punished. Even though you will not have peace, more wrong people will begin to rise the more. You don't punish one wrong, you have 2 people doing that same thing next tomorrow, next week. You don't punish that one, 4 people will rise next week. Hallelujah. I want to pray for any situation in your life that needs a judgment right now. Cut up your right hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over the life of your people, anything that has caused them trouble and pain, anything that deserves your judgment, I declare that let them be judged in the name of Jesus. Any one of us enter under any demonic siege, anything that is not of God, any form of oppression and depression, by the power and authority of God, I declare the judgment of case of God upon any negative force in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. May God punish everyone that is causing you trouble. Anything taking your peace. And they are doing it intentionally. In the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that you will have a life of peace. You will have a life of peace. free of demonic oppressions, free of satanic manipulations, free of dramas, in the name of Jesus Christ. May your life be peaceful, in Jesus' name. You will sleep in peace and wake up in peace. You will walk through the day in peace. Every negative element in your life is crushed. Anyone causing anarchy and disorder in your life, anybody that delight in causing trouble and causing misunderstanding in your family and in your life, may God take them away. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Can we appreciate God for his word and say, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. Father, thank you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. In case you came with an offering, let's pray over that offering. Father, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We ask the Lord to receive our offering and cause it to be blessed. Anything holding your finances is judged in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.